there's no better feeling than a personal win. And the State Farm Personal Price Plan can help you do just that. Talk to a State Farm agent today to learn how you can bundle and save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
Hey guys, welcome back to my podcast, Now It Takes America. I'm so excited to keep talking to my friends and learning about American life. Watch me grow like a Tamagotchi. Are you ready? Let's get started.
Hello, nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you too.
What's your name?
My name is Terry Huang.
Terry Huang.
Yes.
Hi, Terry. Nice to meet you.
Yeah, very nice to meet you too.
Yeah. Where do you live now?
Right now I live in Brooklyn.
Oh, Brooklyn. Oh, so nice.
Still pretty new. And I'm deep into Brooklyn as well.
Oh.
So I'm pretty still.
Oh, nice. What do you do?
During the day, I am a designer, the UX. But at night, I do stand-up comedy.
Wow, stand-up comedy. Wow, so cool.
I'm pretty new with stand-up as well.
Oh, okay. Why did you start stand-up comedy?
So I've always really loved comedy, of course.
Mm-hmm.
But it never in the U.S., there's no track to become a comedian.
Mm-hmm.
Because, from what I understand, in Japan, there's schools.
Mm-hmm.
And universities and places that you go and then you can get signed on to agencies.
Mm-hmm.
But in the U.S., there's nothing like that. It's very do-it-yourself
mm-hmm.
in a lot of ways. If you want to be a comedian, you just start.
Yeah.
And you just keep going
mm-hmm.
for years and years and years. And then you just hope
yeah.
something happens.
Yeah.
So it felt like a good idea, I guess. But then after I moved, there's so much comedy, and so it felt way more possible
mm-hmm.
to try to do comedy. So that's why I decided to move to New York.
But stand-up comedy is so hard, right? Because the stand-up comedy is only American style.
So it is very similar to, I guess, Manzai, right, with the two?
Yeah.
But it's just with one person.
Yes.
So in a lot of ways, the one person plays both roles.
Mm-hmm.
Or you would have like the audience
yeah.
play one of the roles and
yeah.
the other person. So you play with both
mm-hmm.
sides.
Mm-hmm.
So instead of having two people on stage, you would either do both yourself
mm-hmm.
or have the audience be one.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess it is a little bit more complicated to try to figure that out.
Yeah. I never stand-up comedy. I want to do stand-up comedy.
I'm actually curious what you perceive as like the main key factors of stand-up
mm-hmm.
that would be different
mm-hmm.
from what you would usually do on stage.
I do sketch comedy in Japan, and I don't know stand-up comedy style. I don't know how to set it up for stand-up comedy, but I love talking about experience.
Mm-hmm.
I talk on YouTube, only one person, only me, and keep talking for hours. Yeah, I love talking, but maybe it's stand-up comedy.
Yeah, maybe you're already doing it.
Yeah.
I don't know. But English is so hard because the Japanese and English is, the grammar is opposite, right?
Yeah.
But I love the stand-up comedy. Maybe I want to do stand-up comedy. Tell me, important point, the stand-up comedy.
As in, like, what is important to do with stand-up comedy?
Yeah. Sometimes I watched the stand-up comedy show on Netflix, music when go on stage. The people, everybody using hip-hop, boom, scat, boom. The comedian is can't come. Then, oh, okay. Everybody, what? The audience is excited.
Yeah.
And the comedian, oh, okay. Oh, hi. Thank you. Oh, thank you so much. It's very standard start. And I want to know tips, stand-up comedy.
Okay, so to be fair, I am new. Mm-hmm. So I don't want to pretend like I'm an expert with stand-up comedy. But I think a lot of what you actually were describing mm-hmm. with the intro and having everyone be excited, mm-hmm. a lot of stand-up has to do with confidence, I think. Mm-hmm. Because I think with only one person, mm-hmm. the audience can really feel mm-hmm. how the performer feels. So if the performer doesn't like their jokes, mm-hmm. then the audience won't like it either.
Oh,
so it's really important to really believe mm-hmm. in your own material.
Yeah.
And then you'll be able to convince the audience too that they will like it too. Mm-hmm. So I think confidence, like mm-hmm. you're saying, it's probably also a little bit of an American thing too, to have such a huge mm-hmm. kind of introduction with all the music. And mm-hmm. but there's also a concept of like warming people up mm-hmm. to get people to a certain energy mm-hmm. and a certain mindset of like they want to laugh mm-hmm. or like they want to be in a comedy show. Mm-hmm. Because with stand-up in particular, if there's like distractions mm-hmm. or a lot of going on, if people aren't focused, mm-hmm. then a lot of the magic goes away really fast mm-hmm. because people like they won't hear some crucial aspect of the joke and they won't get it at all. Mm-hmm. Or they'll look away when you're making a face or something. Mm-hmm. And so like a lot of that will go away.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like there's a lot of similarities as well with sketch and other performances as well.
Mm-hmm.
So you should be giving me advice, honestly.
I don't have advice for comedy. Because comedy is everybody freestyle. Yeah, everybody has comedy, funny story. But I watch the stand-up comedy is all comedian is everybody funny because on Netflix, right?
Yeah.
But I didn't see the not funny stand-up comedy. For example, the open mic night, I never been.
Yeah.
But are there comedians, they don't get a reaction?
I think especially with stand-up bombing,
mm-hmm.
which is when no one laughs at any of your jokes, that's very common.
Oh my gosh, so scary.
Yeah, especially at the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
It's a very common experience. Every comedian uh-huh. has had a time where they the whole set, 5-10 minutes, there's nothing.
Nothing?
The whole time.
Ooh.
Nothing.
10 minutes? Oh my God, maybe I die. 10 minutes, no laughing?
Uh-oh.
No laughing sound, right?
Yeah.
Oh my God, maybe I get poop.
You can't poop? You're going to poop on stage?
Because it's so scary, right?
Yeah, it's one of the worst experiences.
Wow. I never experienced. I never.
Oh.
Has that happened to you?
Yes.
Wow.
It's well, maybe not that bad of complete silence, but I was at a show yesterday
mm-hmm.
where no one was able to understand any of my jokes. I talked about, you know, monkeys.
Mm-hmm.
No one understood any of the jokes.
Mm-hmm.
Talked about anime, K-pop. Mm-hmm. No one watched or understood any
of
it.
Oh, so I see. I see.
No one understood anything. And it was just completely.
I see.
Over their head. So, yeah, but it happens all the time. It's just like a part of it. And as you like learn
uh-huh.
and you like try write new stuff, it just happens all the time.
How was your feeling on stage? Hmm. Because K-pop, everybody don't know K-pop, right?
Yeah.
The audience. Yeah, yeah. But you're talking, keeping talking, right?
Well, so I guess there's like two ways I think about it. One, you can just do it anyways. Mm-hmm. You just talk about K-pop and you just keep going.
Mm-hmm.
But yesterday, I kind of abandoned my material, what mm-hmm. I written down, and I just started talking to the audience.
Mm-hmm.
And that usually helps.
Oh,
when I see. Like start talking to them,
mm-hmm.
you kind of make fun of yourself a little bit for being so
mm-hmm.
like for not connecting at all. And you just try to and get people engaged in a different way. But it really sucks.
Oh my gosh, you a good comedian.
No, I'd be like a good comedian that would not have happened to, but it happens.
Wow, where do you do stand-up?
New York has a bunch of like different small scenes.
Mm-hmm.
So I do a lot of comedy in my area, mm-hmm. which is like Prospect Park mm-hmm. near there,
mm-hmm.
Park Slope.
Mm-hmm.
And then I do comedy in Bushwick,
mm-hmm.
which is like East Brooklyn.
Mm-hmm.
And then Manhattan,
mm-hmm.
which is like Midtown and Lower East Side. And I try to go up to Harlem and the Bronx as well, but it's like an hour plus for me, so I don't go as often. But I try to go everywhere.
Wow. Can I go your stand-up show?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
I produce shows as well. If you want to perform, feel free.
So scary. Because your experience talk is so scary me.
Yes, but you're way better, so I'm not as worried.
I want to do stand-up comedy, maybe next year.
Next year?
Next year. This year
is now.
Nothing. I'm not doing.
You have to mentally prepare.
Yes, because if I go the stand-up comedy show on stage, if everybody don't laughing, I can't improvise English Rebel now.
Mm.
You know?
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But next year, I try, maybe. Next year, it's okay?
Yeah, of course, anytime. It's just very far from now.
Do you have a comedian friends?
Yeah, it's a big scene, so it's a big community.
Oh, big community. Oh, can I go?
Of course. Of course. I mean, I don't know. I feel like you're definitely underplaying yourself. Like you definitely understand comedy. Because I mean, I watched a lot of Japanese comedy as well.
Oh.
And it's not that different.
Yes, not different. Same, funny. But the stand-up is special, different.
Mm.
But maybe I try.
You should. I'd love to see that.
I've actually seen you perform.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know the show name, but it's downtown.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the show where they sit at a table.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to come in.
Yes.
And then make them laugh.
Mm-hmm.
And then they'll like put money on the table.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. Gakitsukane.
It's like that.
Oh, yeah.
So imagine the audience
mm-hmm.
is like everyone at the table.
Uh-huh.
And you just come in on stage and just try to make everyone. It's like the same thing.
Oh, I see.
That was amazing.
Yeah. It's funny, right?
Yeah, you know, my favorite, the magician.
Yeah, magician.
Oh my
yeah.
gosh, that was funny.
Oh, I see. That style is, you think, is the funny, my sketch comedy?
Yeah.
Oh.
Of course.
Okay. Let's do that. If I start stand-up comedy show, can you come?
Yeah, I'd love to come.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah, stand-up comedy is so scary.
It's an honest reaction, you know.
Yeah.
It's not through a screen.
Mm-hmm.
The audience is right there.
Because Japanese comedy style is the one guy makes joke and other guy is
the straight man.
Yeah. No, you know. Yeah.
Yeah.
But American style is not the playing the joke.
Yeah.
It's audience, right?
Yes.
Yeah, laughing. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's new style.
So I think of it like either you have to play both parts.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
You would make the joke.
Mm-hmm.
And then you would also in some way be like, you know, what was that? Or like you address that. So that's one way.
Yeah.
But you could also engage with the audience and have them,
mm-hmm.
their reaction be the, like the no, you know,
uh-huh.
with the head hit and everything.
That's my style. If I do it in America, will everybody understand?
I don't know. You'll have to try it out.
Yeah. You got it.
We'll figure it out next year.
Yeah, I try.
Yeah, try it.
Yeah.
And then let me know. Yeah, you can let me know too if it works well.
No, you come. You come my show.
Yeah, I'll be there.
Yeah.
I'll be there.
Ah, 楽しい.
Hey, new comedy friends, comedian friends.
Yeah. We are friends.
Yes.
Yeah. Yes.
We'll help each other.
Yay. Okay, let's do that.
Amazing.
Yeah, amazing.
Yeah.
Thank you so much, Terry.
Of course. Thank you.
If I more glow up English, more conversation comedy for you.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, sounds great.
I call you.
Okay. Yeah, oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Please tell me the stand up and come to the show again, this show.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd love to.
Yeah. Thank you, Terry.
Thank you. Have a great day.
You too. Good night.
Good night.
Bye.
Bye.
We'll be right back.
This is your typical radio ad while eating a Crunch Bar.
This is Automatic of Otto's Used Cars. This weekend only, we're having a whale. Bring the kids. See for yourself. It is huge. Gonna make a big splash. No other dealer can say they have a whale like this.
When things sound dull, turn up the fun with Crunch.
Hear that? It's the sound of someone whacking the ground with a rake. Specifically, they're beating around the bush, which we've done enough of in this ad too, so let's get right to it. The new Moneymaker scratch-off from the Ohio Lottery doesn't beat around the bush. Moneymaker. Play the game and you could win money. Up to $2 million. With more than $88 million in prizes, ranging from $50 to $500, Moneymaker cuts right to the cash. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
Hello to everyone listening to Naomi Takes America. I have a special announcement. We'll be coming to your city for Naomi Takes America, the podcast live. Woo! It will be a show to talk, love, and just talk, talk, talk. We will be going to New York, DC, Miami, Atlanta, Chicago, New Orleans, and LA. Come join me as I hop around America this summer and come teach me a thing or two about your city. Check out NaomiTakesAmerica.com for ticket information.
Terry was so sweet.
So sweet.
You have comedian friends. Right? Do you have any comedian friends?
Yeah.
You?
Chris Rock.
Oh, yeah?
Chris Rock.
You're friends with Chris Rock?
Just joking.
Oh, just joking. Okay. I think Terry's your first comedian friend.
Yeah, comedian friend.
Because you want to be in that community, you know?
Yeah.
Very cool.
I love comedian.
I can tell.
Yeah. But before, 2 years ago, I went to Dave Chappelle,
mm-hmm.
the show, and my friend is Dave Chappelle,
mm-hmm.
and the friend is Chris Rock.
Ah.
And maybe 2 years ago, we met.
Mm-hmm.
The Chris Rock is hi. And my friend said, oh, she's a comedian. Yeah, she moved to New York this year, and she has a dream. She will get number one comedian in America, she said.
Well, that's a big statement to tell Chris Rock.
Yes, but Chris Rock is so sweet. Okay. Sounds good. He's so sweet. Oh. And
I'm sure.
The Dave Chappelle.
Yeah.
Too.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is my first time met the U.S. the comedian.
The biggest, too.
Too big.
Yeah.
Too big, right?
Yeah. Huge.
Huge. Yeah. But Terry is my real comedy friend.
Mm-hmm.
It might be one-sided. Terry we'll is see. So confused.
Yeah.
We are friend. Yes. I said, maybe I start challenge stand-up comedy next year. He said, next year? Mm-hmm.
Too late. Start now.
Okay, let's do that. Yeah. If I start show, everybody come to my show? Do you want to come? Sometimes bedtime, everybody say, do you want to come? Right?
Why do you have to bring it there? It was a good story about you doing comedy in New York. And you brought it into the bedroom.
Yeah, because yeah. My English teacher is always in bed.
Thank you so much for listening. If you have stories about American life and want to be on the show, go to NaomiTakesAmerica.com. Or see the link in our show note. Follow me on Instagram at WatanabeNaomi703 for update. And don't forget to rate and review the show. Talk to you next week.